And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show today. Pete Gray out of the studio today, but you got Corey and I hanging out talking fishing with you, and today is going to be a very fun one. We got Captain Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle. Bruce has a fantastic guide service, and lots of us have had lots of fun fishing saltwater over the years, Bruce. Today's just going to be a great show. Lots of fun talking fishing, talking some freshwater fishing and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forged machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked about today's guest, man. Everything's firing in every cylinder, and including the lakes. And
it's been a lot of freshwater talk before these mics got kicked on already, man. I like it.
Dude, if it wasn't enough for the bluefin and the sand bass, and I'm all fired up about
they got bluegill and green bass.
Right. Oh, yeah, man. It's good. The lakes are good right now. Yeah, so El Cap is firing. Low water, but I think because of the low water is it concentrates all the fish, and they don't have very many places to hide. So, yeah, El Cap, San Vicente, Lower Otay, but it's all been good.
That's awesome. And it sounds like our lakes are in a healthy spot and good fishing. And, you know, we got tons to talk about. One, first, Bruce, we're super pumped to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It's a busy time of year for you, you know, between the shop and your guide service, your personal fishing, bass club, tournament, and like your newly self-appointed, don't have time probably for everything, but also a huge factor in helping us keeping our lakes open and getting access to go to them. I know you've been doing a lot of work rallying troops and
you know, friends of the
really
lakes,
hard.
Friends of the San Diego Lakes.
That's awesome.
You know, they had that big win this year with the budget cuts, We're fishing right now, in fact, because of Friends of the San Diego Lakes.
Yeah. How cool.
Tom Lowry and Rob McGargle. And
give
those
us a little bit of rundown about that. Because, you know, for those that don't know, maybe that casually fish freshwater or, you know, or their head is on the saltwater thing and not realize there was some pretty serious potential massive cuts to access to all of the San Diego City lakes.
Yeah. There was going to be a lot of days cut away for every month, every week.
Yeah.
Every week we're going to lose days on all the San Diego City lakes.
So on
Murray,
on lakes
Miramar,
where they're open Monday, Ojai. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was
going
just going to be Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Or whatever they deemed fit for the budget, they were going to cut some lakes by half and even more.
And Friends of the Lake stepped in there. They got a consultant. They had a fundraiser. They did GoFundMe and raised a bunch of money.
Like a real grassroots thing.
Yeah.
No, corporate 100%. Person said, oh, here's a bunch of money. This was guys.
No, this is everybody joining in.
Putting money out of their
own
pocket.
From the community. And got a consultant, and they got into the city council. She talked to all the city council and got them, a lot of them, enough of them on our side to where they overturned the mayor's budget cuts.
Wow.
Not once, but twice.
Really?
That's the thing I want to – this is what a good job they did. This wasn't just a, hey, let's get in front of this before it happens. This happened and then got kicked back the right way,
which is
unheard of.
Right, yeah. Fortunately, we were on top of it. You know, we got a heads up from the people on the inside, and they're like, these budget cuts are coming, and the lakes are on the chopping block, and we're like, okay, we're putting our head down and doing this, and getting everybody together and raising this money, and went in front of the city council and talked to them, and you know, a couple different times, and
how does that happen?
It worked. Yes.
So rad.
It is so cool. We're fishing right now because of it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
Yeah, there's lakes that have guys enjoying and fishing, catching fish right now that would be closed otherwise.
Yes.
That's great, man. Yep. I love that.
I just don't understand. I mean, we have such a jewel in the city lakes.
And they pay for themselves. We have to pay to go fishing on the lake.
You're not looking for something free.
The whole budget cut thing was just, It's mind-boggling, like how inefficient it was, like for what we do, lakes and whatever, because we pay for them.
Yeah,
and it's super deep, it's super mired down, whatever, like I've talked about in the past. But it's we have to pay for them.
Yeah.
We pay every time we go, and they still want to close
and
it.
And happy to do so,
I pulled my hair out.
Hey, but you know what the end of it is? It was a community getting together, raising money, right people.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the inside that, again, it's not like you guys were being paid to do this.
Oh, no.
You
know,
it was a lot of work and a lot of passion. And
for the love of the sport.
Going fishing because of it.
And everybody.
I'm so stoked.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, like that group was Friends of the San Diego City Lakes?
Yes.
Okay.
Friends of the San Diego Lakes.
Friends of the San Diego Lakes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it's a Facebook group, Instagram, you know, social media kind of thing. And get on there. And they're still taking donations because now we're already looking forward to next year.
Sure.
Because it's going to happen. It could happen again. We haven't got heads up on that yet. But there's other projects in the works also.
Right.
So,
Well, that's awesome, man. And again, speaking of San Diego City Lakes, you touched on it at the very beginning. You said it's firing right now.
We just had a night tournament out there. I don't know how – I don't want to get too in the weeds with this, but we had a night tournament out there.
Yeah, right? We're ready to get in the weeds,
dude.
So
fast fishing and getting in the weeds?
Oh,
my shoes off, man. I'm in. Let's go.
So we had a night tournament out there on Saturday night. I personally didn't do very good, but one of my very good friends, Jim Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
Jim. You know Jim?
Of course.
Yeah.
Old school Mr. Jim Edwards. Yeah. He won.
Hey.
Come on.
Jimmy, nice going.
And he smoked us, like, by 4 pounds.
Really?
First place to second place.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any, like, standout big
thing? He had a 7.88 and a 6.99 or something.
Beautiful.
Three fish bag because it's a night tournament.
Yeah.
And he had 18 pounds.
That's incredible.
I had a 6 pound average.
So what do you guys?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Amongst all the other stuff, those were just the three standouts.
Wow.
I have to ask, is it like jigs at night? Is it topwater? Is it?
You know what? I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was fishing. It was a free rig.
Yeah. Which is
something new.
Okay.
You know, but it's like a Texas rig, but the weight is very free sliding.
Different. Okay.
Up the line. It has a loop eye instead of a cylinder.
Okay.
You know, so that when you're fishing like a creature bait or something that drags water, the weight falls away from it on the way down.
I got
it. Hits first. And then as soon as that weight hits, the bait kind of suspends and comes down very slowly after that.
It's allowed to swim almost like you're fly lining it.
Yeah, yeah, but you're in 20 feet of water.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
New technique.
The description that you just gave of that, like, it made me chuckle, and it made me think it's my favorite part about what one of your other many hats is, and that's East County Bait and Tackle. That was just like a glimpse of being in the store. Like, yourself and really all of the kids behind the counter at that place are so into whatever that next new thing is.
Oh, that's what we live.
This rigging, this style, yeah. This cast. Hey, rig your sinker and bait backwards. It'll do this.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
That's what I love so much about that shop and that place. And I felt like that was it. Like, that was the...
Yeah,
you just had a 10-minute counter BS session at ECBT.
It is, too.
That's exactly what that was.
Every Sunday morning, there's a number of local guys that come in there, and we that's all we do. We just talk about how the fishing was that week,
yeah,
and what's coming this week, and what we've been catching them on, and what's new, and this and that. And it's a good time.
Have you seen that guy that was rigging this way? I'm going to try that this week. I'll bet. I'll bet if you replaced this thing with a piece of tungsten and did it this way, it would be the killer.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. That's really cool. ECBT is such a great shop too. Just in the vicinity. I mean, you couldn't drop something more in the vicinity of the East County freshwater scene. I mean, you're like
location.
It literally
is
at the stop sign where you decide whether you go to El Cap or Lake Jennings or San Vicente or wherever else you're going.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
In the middle, right there.
That's awesome.
Right at the stop sign.
Now, how often is Bruce there? Like,
I'm there 2 days a week.
Okay, yeah,
Just kind of keeping my foot in the door.
Exactly.
Thursdays and Sundays.
Guiding some.
Uh huh.
Fishing some.
Yep.
Tackle shop some.
Yep.
As you should be.
Running a podcast. You know, the podcast is up to 70 episodes now.
Hey!
And going for a year, we almost have 1,000 subscribers.
Where do we find podcasts?
YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, we were on Spotify, but I've gone mostly to YouTube now. But YouTube, San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are the most common topics, features? Like, what is one?
Well,
what
it's
is
local.
One hand?
Yeah. So we do like a lot of tournament results. We do a lot of interviews with local guys. Like, I'll probably have Jim Edwards on this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Talk about his deal this week, and then. I'm a big promoter of the juniors, SoCal juniors, which is another topic we should probably talk about later, but but just local stuff and politics, obviously, you know, a lot of politics.
I bet
involved.
A great way to keep in touch with all this City Lake stuff and share, I'm sure, you know, good way to
get the
there.
Word out,
yeah.
You know, they use it as another avenue, just another piece
That's
of
awesome.
Social media.
And what a great thing for you to be the guy to bring that out, just because of what we talked about. Your fingers are in a little bit of everything. The tournament scene, you do guiding on your own, the tackle side of things.
Yeah.
Obviously, all your previous saltwater fishing career.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about
let's talk about white sea bass.
Yeah. Right?
Boy, that has been another fun thing too.
Oh my God,
incredible.
We were joking yesterday that fluke fishing for sea bass that is. Become so popular up in the Channel Islands has really, like, migrated its way down here.
Can't keep them in stock, even in East County.
Yeah.
And people come in and ask for them.
And even in a completely, you know, those fish are set up in a completely different way, not in the shallow, not whatever, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, they eat these things, you know.
Yeah.
Fish that are balled up on a fin bait school still bite that fluke, fish the same way, but different in a different thing. And how cool is that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me.
I'm getting reports from the guys, you know, as far as the Channel Islands and all the way back down, and it's like the best season ever.
Crazy.
And finally, some pictures are like trickling out.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, those guys, the sea bass guys are crazy. But they're finally letting some trickle out of you. Brandon Hayward posted a picture and whatever. But I've been talking to Sean on the Ghost.
Oh my gosh. What a.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say, but he has had an absolute phenomenal year. And for a six pack, his numbers are off
staggering.
The chart. Staggering. Yeah. Like he told me the other day, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, that's twice as much as I ever caught in a season on the Fortune.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like it's.
And they're still rolling.
That's why I don't want to say too much.
Sure.
But other than. If you want to book with him next year, you need to do it now.
Yeah, totally.
Because all of his charters are coming back, and he's going to be very limited next year, and there's not going to be a whole lot of media presence on his part.
Totally.
So,
yeah, when you're already booked for the year, there's not a ton of incentive to then, you know, hey, check this out. Look how good we're doing.
Right, exactly.
Bruce, do you ever miss the Fortune? I mean, do you ever miss that side
totally.
Kinda, yeah. It's funny because you asked that. Like, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I would have been like, no. But in the last few weeks, I'm like, oh man, I need to go fishing. Maybe I should. What's Taro's schedule?
Yeah,
right.
What's he doing? You know, or Mike, you know, Vagabond will hey, you need to come out on 7 Day.
Yeah.
Like, no. But now all of a sudden, I'm entertaining the idea of like, yeah, maybe I should go fishing.
Just you know? Too good. I mean, it's been incredible.
Yeah, I know it. That too. It's like so good.
Your career on the saltwater side of things has been so much fun. You really got to do a lot of all of it. You got to do a lot of long range, and
I got to see the lower islands, which is what I'm really thankful for.
Totally.
You know, Clary and the Rebay, Hijitos and Clipperton and all that.
When you could go to all of those spots, you know,
yeah. I mean that's what we did in winter, trip after trip. That's where we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then on the, you know, then when you're behind the helm, it's your job to put the anchor down somewhere. I mean, from Channel Islands all the way down the beach.
Yeah. All the way to Hurricane.
Yeah. is there a favorite part of it? Like when you know, like Corey was saying, you got to miss those sea bass hits. Like, what are the ones that get under your skin the most?
So wahoo fishing with the surface iron.
Oh, my God.
And yellowtail fishing with surface iron, of course. And then sea bass fishing when everything clicks.
Right.
When you got the bait, when you got, you know, you pull up and you scoop squid.
Yeah.
And then you take off and go to the island that you're going to, set it up, and then you go to bed and then you're like, okay, wake me up. But you're not really asleep.
Yeah, sure.
Because the deck ends. And then you hear like, gunk, 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 gunk. And you like, and people start yelling and you're like, you get up and like, okay, here we go. And just like, whoa, sea bass, you know, in the dark. That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That one in particular, just because there's so many things have to click in the right way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot.
So many things have to.
A lot of thread the needle.
Yep.
And there's something. Yeah. There's something special.
When it goes right.
Something special about importing your bait to somewhere else where it wasn't at, and the conditions have to be right, and the current's got to stay the right direction, and.
Yep.
You might have been set up when you went to bed, but then how many times you wake up in the morning and all
you're
that
going the other way.
That shifted. We're off of it, and it's not this and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. And, too, I remember you telling stories about epic calico bites at Kamini.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that stuff gets me, like, all
500 fish stops.
Yeah. Incredible.
But, yeah, and just numerous 7-pounders, 6, 7, 8s.
So crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic.
You got me going. Dana Wharf Anglers.
Boiler number two.
Calico bass only trips.
Yeah. Yeah, those are guys, they'll probably call in. They always mention it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had video of that one day, and I had my video camera set up, and I think it's on YouTube somewhere, but it was just, they're just coming over the rail.
Raining
calicos. And guys are baiting up, throwing out, and swinging, and whatever, and it was nonstop for, I don't know how many hours, 8 hours?
Wow.
Like, just nonstop.
It'd be so crazy.
Yeah, we did. We re-anchored one time because the current switched.
Right.
And it just started again. It just immediately started again.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to see the cloud of fish in the water, like waiting for their turn to eat, you know, to get a shot to eat a bait. I mean, you think about how much that must have been there.
Yeah.
I bet you the sand bass fishing right now that's been going on the last 2 weeks, like limit style, is... I mean, in my mind, it's going back 25, 28 years.
We haven't seen that in 25 years, 20 years.
And that's back to, I mean, your era on the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
going it was back, crazy.
Going out on the San Diego with Bob Williams down here on the flats fishing sand bass. Absolutely.
And what's so fun is that, you know, it is as good as it gets right now. And it's that same way all the way up and down the coast.
Incredible.
You know, you see the guys at Dana catch them and Newport and LA. I mean, it's just... It's awesome to see.
It's a really
good spot. Right now. It's a good time to be a fisherman.
Not only good spot, we are in historical, like, really, the good old days.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, we've said that about the bluefin now for a number of years. This
and
is
now
the best bluefin we've ever seen.
But the sea bass?
Best sea bass we've ever seen this year.
The halibut fishing the last 3 years?
Crazy.
That's another thing.
Another one. And the calico fishing the last several years, too. Like, it is at levels that we haven't seen.
This is awesome.
In many, many years.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you really need to go fishing.
Yeah.
Jump on a boat and go, right? Daytime bluefin. That's what's got me, is like the whole nighttime thing is on its own, you know, and it's good, and it's big fish and whatever, but daytime bluefin on the San Diego, going out with Taro, you know, picking away at them,
yeah.
Plunker fishing, catch 25, 30 bluefin. They're all 40, 50 pounders. And you come back and you're at home that night.
When you get to stand at the rail and decide
yes.
which sardine you want,
yep.
and you pick the right one, and you put the hook in it the right way,
yep.
and you cast it in the right spot, and it took off the way it was supposed to, and boom, the bite happens, like, that's it. Like,
yes.
it's another one. It's
yes.
all the...
It's plunker fishing.
You put all those things in a row, and when they click, it's like, that's it, man. I got that one.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's going to be a fun couple hours, Corey. I mean, so much to cover with Bruce in here. I mean, just a, you know, you want to talk about a guy that's done it all and loves to talk about it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait. We're going to have a great show.
And not only done it all, but he's doing it all, too. I mean, fishing the San Diego City Lakes and just firing El Cap, Otay, and mm-hmm. San V, just... I mean, he's on top of it all. We're stoked to have him in studio, and you should be as a listener, too. Give us a call, and 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. Only on the app there, it says text the show, and it's a one-way message system. So make sure you do leave your name and telephone number when you text the show if you have a question or a comment for Bruce. Super stoked to have him in studio. We're full 2 hours this morning on 97.3 The Fan. So definitely take that telephone number down again, 833-288-0973. We have one open line waiting for you. And we're going to be right back with Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norse Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC to DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked having Bruce Smith in here, man, from East County Bait and Tackle, local guy too.
Great to be here. Yeah,
and forgot to mention,
speaking
giving
of
away
East County Bait and Tackle,
$100 gift certificate.
How cool is that, man?
To go check out ECBT, man.
Big thanks to Steve and you and everybody at ECBT. $100 gift card, a little shopping spree, boy. I can handle that.
Dude,
I can handle that right about now.
Sign
me
up for that one.
No
but
doubt.
If you want to join the show, 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app, and our prize coin right there. We're going to have Bruce flip it at the end of the show.
How about the guide service, Bruce? If somebody wants to come get in on freshwater fishing, whether they're you know, long time at it or brand new, yeah, or friends from out of town, because mm-hmm, I know that's something that you do all of. You know, you have gear, people on all levels.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I supply all tackle, all the snacks, drinks, whatever on the boat, and usually 6 hour trips are the most popular. Like a half day kind of thing,
yeah,
so it
cool.
gets when it before it gets too hot. But yeah, we take a lot of people from out of town.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of back east, a lot of people on vacation, and then business trips. Also, guys on business trips here to San Diego.
Yeah, I gotta be in town for 3 days. I'm gonna make that four and go fishing with Bruce for a day. Kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly. We do have some of the local guys come out with me. And maybe they want to sharpen their skills on any certain lake, or maybe look at the electronics and learn about fresh forward-facing sonar and that kind of thing.
Exactly what my next thought was going to be. Yep. Exactly. I mean, you've got a lifetime. I can only imagine that had to aid in, you know, your becoming proficient at forward-facing sonar. Like,
right,
you have fished with a sonar your entire career.
Right.
And that's something,
yep,
that's still relatively new to the freshwater world of things.
Relatively new to the freshwater world, yeah. But, saltwater has been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Way, you didn't catch anything when bluefin season came around if you didn't know how to run a sonar.
And how much is freshwater starting to feel that way?
It's different, you know. It's such a smaller scale, and you're looking for individual fish, and you're kind of hunting for them.
Sure.
So, or smaller schools, that kind of thing.
We got to fish up at Lake Coeur d'Alene and do the smallmouth thing.
Oh my God,
the coolest thing. Coolest thing ever.
I saw the picture.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was tremendous. But that forward-facing sonar in that fishery, the time of year and the setup that we were there, like, could you have caught them without it? Of course you could have.
Yeah.
Would you have had the day and the time and the targeting big ones with? There's not even close.
Right.
You know what I mean? It is the difference maker,
right,
for sure.
And in fact, again, going back to Friday night, talking to Jim about it, he's all forward facing stuff. And it's funny because he's 72 years old and he's into it. He loves it.
It's
the greatest thing. And a lot of the older guys are just like, rah, 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 you know, it's too easy or blah, blah. Jim loves it. And he was focused on one rock pile in 20 feet of water, and he was watching fish come on and off of it.
Come into it and come off of it.
And he would cast to him, nothing. He waited until 1 o'clock until those fish bit. And,
wow,
and kept, he saw them come up on the rock.
No,
the two
way.
Fish, or three fish, cast to him and watched them bite. Wound it in, next cast, 6-pounder.
Oh,
you know, first cast,
crazy.
Yes.
I love it.
And he was just like, he was totally hunting them and just waiting,
yeah,
like he was deer hunting.
That's
kind
awesome.
Of thing. But he did it with a sonar.
But same, yeah, deal, if somebody is, you know, made the investment in that, and there's a learning curve for sure. I mean, you're looking, mm-hmm, at a completely different picture and style and, you know, and tilt and angles and distances and all those kinds of things.
Yes,
if somebody,
yes,
wanted to,
yeah,
you know, to speed the process up, they could hire you as the guide,
yeah,
and you could kind of,
oh yeah,
help,
yeah,
shorten that learning curve.
100%.
Yeah.
Looking
That's
for
invaluable.
Fish, what kind of fish to look for, what kind of fish they are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all that.
How well does that forward-facing sonar go through all the stick-ups and the toolies? And
you have to decipher what you're looking at for sure, but you see individual fish or see schools of fish in the weeds or the trees or whatever. You can see
really?
Them. Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
And you can tell if they're crappie or bass or carp.
Really?
Or catfish.
You're kidding me.
No.
It's a cheat code.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't say that like a bad thing.
That's just, it's crazy to me.
Uh-huh.
It's,
uh-huh,
I mean, I'm the guy that wants to line up the cast and,
yeah,
and imagine that bite happening. But to,
yeah, yeah,
to have it all deciphered by forward-facing sonar just changes it.
But you're, mm-hmm, still making the cast.
Yeah.
You still,
yeah,
got to have meat.
That's true.
You, yeah, got to figure out what they're going to bite on.
Yeah, sure.
You still
got to
make them bite. See, and the thing is, too, with forward-facing, what will mess you up is like in the first 2 weeks, like it blows your mind, because I think you catch less fish in the first 2 weeks than you buy it and you see what happens and you're seeing all the fish that are there and not biting your bait, and it affects your head. Like there's so many that come up and look and then just go away and come up and look and go away, like hundreds, thousands and thousands every day.
That's crazy.
You're only catching a small percentage of the fish that come up and see your lure.
You
and
just had the luxury of never knowing that one had,
yes,
its nose on it,
right,
and then turned away.
So what happens is you're fishing for fish that don't bite.
Yeah.
They're there, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to figure that out. And you still have to go and find the ones that are biting. Now, when you didn't have it, you didn't think those fish were there.
Sure.
And you just kept going and kept covering water until you found biting fish. Now you're seeing fish, and they're not biting, but now you're fishing for them, but they're not biting.
So
you're not covering water and finding biters.
Like redesigning your approach and your cast and the extra twitch and the extra pause.
Yeah.
And
so there's a lot to it, and it's a lot different than people think.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I see a fish, I'm going to cast over there and catch it. No, it's not like that. It's like you see a fish, cast over there, it's not going to bite, so you're going to go find another one instead of trying to catch fish for that one.
I'll tell you what, you know, I used to enjoy watching the tournament fishing, national stuff, and today, to watch them, dude, they're not even making a cast.
There's the flip.
Well, no, they're looking. They're spending 3 minutes looking for that one cast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it drives me nuts. I'm sorry.
That's pretty fun. Well, as you can hear, so much great stuff to cover. So much fun with Bruce. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Or keep those texts rolling on the Let's Talk and Go Back. Let's jump it into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Hey, Corey and Bruce. The freshwater thing is so cool. It'd be nice if we had more lakes in LA, for access. I've been fishing with, Carol Martins for about 30 years and she's so good at it. Her and Aaron went and mopped up the country in the bass world for a long time. And she's such a joy to fish with.
Mm-hmm.
But I got off the American Angler this morning and the wind dropped and the bluefin bit and the yellowtail are bigger. And what a great program, Ray and Brian and Lori are running over there. It's such a class act. They make you feel so comfortable and welcome. I just want to say thank you to them and, love Let's Talk Cookup. Hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, what a great
phone call, Mike. That's awesome. Nice going on your trip. That's awesome. That's killer.
Yeah, I was just watching them go to the fuel dock.
You got the nice office. That's
here,
the fun part about the world headquarters for sure. Is, you know, you get to see everybody come in and go out, and it's mornings like this. Corey and I got here at the same time, and same thing. It's like, today's a big day. Like, and I always know that when I leave here and I go to the shop, like I can look out and gauge, like, oh yeah, the boys are gonna be very busy today when the RP and the XL is unloading and the angler's coming and short range trips. It's a big turnover, and it's just we talked about it yesterday. One of the fun things, and again, Mike, thanks for the call. It's so great is all of the different bluefin things that are at play now. I mean, from being in a skiff and catching fish on the 302 to being able to go farther down, it's access for the full day guys. There's still big fish at Clemente if you want to do the kite and nighttime thing. There's 5-pounders and 150-pounders that are all within 30 miles of San Diego.
And jig stripe bites.
I love it.
Are you kidding me?
That's so weird.
Right? I know.
That's still weird to me.
It doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Because there's traditionally not
We trolled so many years and years, decades. And we would troll, and you would never catch a bluefin on the troll.
Like maybe one.
Yeah.
Like maybe.
But I guess because we were trolling feathers, you know. I don't know. They didn't bite the troll.
I told the story yesterday, and I won't go too long today. But it was so fun being in the store yesterday. I mean, it was Friday. It was just a flashback to being behind the counter during albacore time. Every passenger went on the boat because it's all small bait right now.
Uh-huh.
So every passenger was split shots. You know, 3/8 ounce rubber cores, 1/4 ounce sliders. Number two, you know, bronze mustad hooks and a Colt sniper. You know what I mean? Like every guy, every single one. It was 25-pound and it's jig strikes and flip your Colt sniper back on the slide and get a bite as it's sinking backwards. I mean, we were albacore fishing. They just had short stubby fins.
Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
And I know, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. You correct me all the time, right? You can correct me this time, but it seems like there's more 5 to 10-pounders around this year than in the past.
There's every year class that exists within a, you know, an 80-mile circle of San Diego. All of them. There's cows and there's literally 5-pounders and everything in between. And a lot of that school size fish that we're catching locally is just perfect. You know, it's 15 pounds on average, but for sure the next stop, you know, it was 40-pounders and in the exact same zone, for whatever reason at dark, they're 60 and 70-pounders. And, you know, and then the next one on the troll is a little guy. And then you get a kelp that's got yellows that are nice. It's just cool. Like I said, how many ways can you say it? It's just we're in such a great spot right now. Yeah.
Super healthy.
Yeah, love it. Love it, love it. Well, let's jump back into the phones.
How about Doug? Doug Holm from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, so what would be the best fish that freshwater fishing wise for amateur to go catch?
Well, it's always good to start with bluegill and crappie and planted trout. That bluegill is the gateway drug, is what we call it there in the shop. You know, the whole bobber and worm, mealworm jig under a bobber and watching that bobber go down is very visual, and they bite. So you can catch, you know, they're relatively easy to catch. Go to any pond or lake and throw it against the tules or just out from the tules and start catching them.
The most minimal of gear and tackle. The
most minimal gear. You don't need something special. You could go out there with 8-pound test or spinning gear or a Zebco or whatever and catch them.
Yeah, we have a multitude of, I mean, at this point at our house, we have a multitude of 3-foot Blippi and Snoopy and Spider-Man rods all the way up to, like, bitching little custom wrapped, you know, Wyatt name on the spinning rod thing and everything in between. And all of that for catching a bluegill is it, you know. Yeah. And a bobber and a worm is like the easiest thing in the world. And boy, and it's fun too. Like, and those things pull hard too. Yeah. Like, say what you want. If you know, we went out for a day of panfish fishing with cool light spinning gear, nothing pulls as hard as those things.
And it's funny because panfish, the whole bluegill thing, like 20 years ago, was nowhere near what it is today. Like, today is an incredible...
We've discovered that... I don't know if we've always discovered... that has a big player,
too. I think the quagga.
Yeah, that's helped. That has helped our fisheries.
It's boosted it, like,
yes.
Big time.
Yeah, like all the red ear in San Vicente, they feed on quagga mussels. And red ear, Norton, catch a 3-pounder.
Yeah.
You know, a 3-pound bluegill.
Dude, wrap your mind around that.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
A 3-pound?
Yeah.
I mean, that 3-pounder.
It's weird when you see them in the water, like on nests and things. Yeah. You're looking at it like, what is that? And you have to, that's not a bass. It's too round and it's kind of thick, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, that's a bluegill.
And do they?
Doesn't even look right.
Bruce, they pull like a cabrilla. I mean, it's it's like awesome. Cabrilla fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, I had a fun text this morning. It says, hey, good morning, guys. I was largemouth fishing yesterday, and my boy was throwing a frog while I was fishing a lipless crankbait and a square bill. My question is for Bruce. Anything new for us green bass guys? What is new, and what are you guys doing the most of at ECBT? Love the show. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
So the newest thing really is that free rig that I was talking about earlier with the round eye and a teardrop kind of weight, tungsten weight, that just floats above the hook and above a creature bait specifically. You can use it with worms too, but creature baits work a little bit better, like a brush hog, baby brush hogs or whatever. Probably the hottest lure this year, as far as hard lure goes, would be a Megabass Karashi. And for... You can fish them just around brush and whatever. They're just a little $20 Megabass lure, which is
right.
And they're so small. You have to fish them on like 8-pound or 10-pound.
Really?
Yeah, and they sink a little bit. They sink super slow, and you just switch them around brush. But they're really good on breakers also.
Okay.
So when their fish are up breaking, cast that karashi in there and twitch, 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 and they just chew it.
And it's
like magic.
And it's like
right now.
It's a miniature rip bait. Like
it is a kind of.
Am I saying it right?
It would be like a Zara Spook, but it's only 2 inches long.
Oh, okay.
But it sinks.
Really? So
yeah,
it's
and
lipless.
It's got a tail on it and whatever.
So there's no lip on it.
No lip on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
You're twitching it.
How cool.
Yeah. And it's like definitely the hottest lure out for sure this year.
This again to me is ECBT.
Right.
It's my favorite part about this world of fishing and in this world of fishing with the high pressure that our San Diego lakes get, the
mm-hmm.
relative small size, being on the thing that is new that they haven't seen, that's different. Like that is the difference maker.
Yeah.
And
we're always pushing the envelope to find new things.
Yeah.
For sure. Nothing against those guys back east, but it seems like it's kind of caveman back there. The fish are, there's a lot of fish. The lakes are big. There's not that, there's a lot of pressure, but the lakes are big.
Yeah.
You know,
spread all that.
You can get away with fishing 20 pound. Out here, that stuff doesn't fly. You know, the guys come out from Wisconsin or they come out from Tennessee and try to fish out here and they're like, man, how do you catch these fish? and you tell them, man, they're loaded. These lakes are loaded and you gotta fish for them. So you gotta drop down and line test. You gotta fish these different lures. You got to do these different techniques.
Yeah, give them sights that they haven't seen every
time. Yeah, give them something they haven't seen before.
And,
yeah.
Or give them something that they haven't seen since the early 90s. You know, like that's
right.
The other thing
yeah.
that cracks
yeah.
me up is, you know, I guys were in the shop the other day like, man, we really crushing them split shot in a Reaper. It's like, man, when I was in high school, like,
yeah,
that was the
30
thing.
Years
you know?
Ago. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but again, that's what's so cool about that shop is you and all of the boys that are in there do it every day. And, like, that's the fun of it. The mm-hmm. fun is the new thing and the learning this thing, and that's the place where it happens.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah, we get the trickle down of what you guys were on, you know, the month before. And it's still real good. Let me tell you, that's a good thing.
It is, and it's crazy because Florida. I mean, you look at freshwater fishing in Florida, Texas, the South, amazing fisheries.
Yes,
but San Diego County, San Diego City, right here has some of the coolest lakes in.
We
the
do.
Nation, really.
We might complain about it a little bit, you know, with the locals
right.
being
but
here and the water levels and this and that,
and you can only fish it. 2 days a week.
The fact of the matter is our lakes are loaded.
Yeah,
right.
We've got a lot of fish in our lakes.
And
like a lot.
And I don't think a lot of youth know that our lakes were the first ones to receive.
Yeah, Florida strain.
The Florida strain bass, like the Upper Otay. Upper Otay was the breeding ground where they were brought and spread through.
Yep. It's California.
Yeah.
All of California.
Dude, we can
all of them came from Upper Otay.
Isn't that, I mean, just think about that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it
that's
started
awesome.
Right there. Like, that was the breeding ground. Anyway, yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back. All this cool talk.
Awesome.
Dude, I can't wait. We're going to be right back with Bruce Smith on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right. right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And totally stoked to have Bruce in the studio and having so much fun. Great conversation. Man, we've covered everything.
I love coming in here.
Right?
Yeah, too, oh, yeah.
From calico bass to bluefin to red ear to green bass, man. Yep. Having fun.
My favorite is when Bruce goes on. It always reminds me when we look at the text of how many of our listeners love freshwater fishing and that kind of thing, too. Because, you know, my thought is always, I mean, I like the same thing too. I like to pick Bruce's mind when he comes on here freshwater fishing. But I always think like, oh, it's going to be 100%. I want to know about yellowtail surface iron fishing, which you know was your thing for so many years.
Yeah, that was my deal.
Long range fishing and you know videos of Clipperton and catching GTs and things like that. And then I start rolling through the text, and there's just such a high percentage of freshwater bass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where do I go to shore pound? Where do I do this?
Right.
It's been really fun. But we're having a great time talking fishing. And speaking of fishing, man, it has been fantastic. And it's time for the catch report, Corey.
It is. It is sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you're like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bite. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the one for the nighttime jigs. And for bait fishing, nothing beats the Nautilus circle hooks. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, a Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. We've got the man on hold, Mr. Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Willie?
Good stuff in there. What's happening? Our report's kind of like you guys are talking, you know, bass, bluefin, yellowtail, like across the board for us this week. So,
awesome.
You know, good week for us. Our water temp still, you know, that's like the big player here. It's just been funky for us in our zone. Like the high 60s, normally we're, you know, well into 70 by this time of the year. But high 60s, 65 to 68 is kind of what we had. And we had some mixed conditions, too. You know, a couple days we had current pushing uphill. Couple days pushing downhill, so to get the water exchange in our little stretch, you know, from like Dana Point down to San Mateo Point has been a little bit of a, you know, wait and see type of deal. So water's been a little dirty and a little off just because of that. You know, we need one good strong push one way or the other for a couple days, and I think it will, you know, exchange that stuff out. But the bass fishing remains fair with that water. Live bait, I would say, by far outfished everything for us this week. We had both anchovy and sardines in our bait receiver this week. Beautiful 4 to 5 inch firecracker sardine and some real nice anchovies. So you can imagine that fished on like a 1/4 ounce or a 1/2 ounce sliding egg sinker with the number 2 hook was just primo calico bass, bait. So guys fishing that setup did well. Guys opting to send a bait down to the bottom on like a reverse dropper loop with 2 to 3 ounces of weight. Saw some nice sand bass, a couple bigger calico bass off the bottom as well and some halibut there for them. Artificial stuff, the rubber lures and the hard baits did get bit this week on the surface. But again, just, you know, sometimes that dirtier water, you know, you do a little bit better with that rubber lure. But for whatever reason, they wanted the bait this week for sure. Over at Catalina, more great calico bass fishing with a little yellowtail opportunity. The new San Mateo was over there a day or two, I believe, on some all-day trips. They had some of that stuff in their counts. Flyline sardines for the yellows and the small anchovy for the bass. Again, perfect having that mixed bait for us. Some halibuts in the shallow and a little bit of barracuda mix on the outer edge of some of those spots too. The Fury had a wild schedule this week. You know, he fished Catalina a day or two and got in on some of that bass. They were offshore on a multi-day trip. They had a 2-day trip this week where they had a little bit of bluefin in their counts. And then on their overnight trips at Clemente, still on some of that yellowtail that's been roaming around that island, 8 to 25 pound fish, fly line baits, surface iron, things like that, catching that yellowtail for them at the island. That's biting well too along the kelp. And that bluefin that they were catching was like 20 to 40 pound fish, fly lined small sardine, or a sinker rig bait got the bites there for those guys on that tuna fish. So full mix of things going on for us here.
What a report, Willie.
But good, yeah. So good opportunity, you know, get on a boat, get on out here and, you know, catch a few fish. So guys want to hop on a trip, again, you need to call and make those reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawharf.com. And, yeah, we just need a couple small things. I mean, it doesn't sound like a you know, a terrible report, but gosh, man, just a couple tiny changes in one little area and things will, you know, things will bounce here and it'll be really, really good.
I love it, man. Well, the bait's right. The fishing's right. We got some good weather in front of us. I think it's going to be another fantastic one up at Dana Wharf. A really great report. Glad to hear things are going as well as they are. Fish across the board. And well, yeah, we'll just look forward to hearing those last two things fall into place and hear about it next week.
Roger. Thanks for the time, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day and a good show. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it very much, Willie. That's awesome, man. Great report. Appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. A big thank you to Bruce for his ambassadorship to the freshwater scene in San Diego. Lakeside was on fire. I fished it twice in the last 2 weeks. He's made a big difference in the industry since the days at Big Bear Lake and now on the green scene. Said the also, stellar podcast, very well done each and every time. I'm leaving Thursday on an 8-day long-range trip, and I've been hearing about only anchovies at the receiver. Hmm. Do you know if there's any bait update and what we can expect in the future? That's from Big Ed in Baldwin Park. And I will say, Ed, I mean, I think just going forward, we should probably all have in your repertoire a good outfit for fishing a small bait for the rest of the season. With that said, on an 8-day long range trip, you can expect the best of whatever bait is available at the time. And I think that for sure you're going to have sardines on your trip. Whether that means it's, you know, it's only one box of them, or the whole boat is full of them, or it's a mix of small bait and big bait, I'm sure that you will have good bait to fish with on your trip. You know, a long range trip is always going to get the best of what is available at the time, and I'm sure that there will be some. But I think that all of us, if we don't have a good rig to fish a small sardine or an anchovy with, it's at least probably time to start thinking about making sure you bring that rig with. You know, we've been so used to the last few years of just all big gear and big two speed and big jigs and everything like that, that having something to fish a chove or a smaller bait is definitely something we're going to probably need for the rest of the season.
Honestly, Rick, it's been more than a few years.
Right?
It's been probably 30 years.
Yeah.
That, I mean, how far do you have to go back, Bruce?
Oh, it's a while. Yeah.
It's probably the sand bass thing. It's probably 25 years or better.
Yeah. The thing that I wanted to bring up is that it was normal to go down, to leave on an 8-day, and the first place you'd stop was Punta Baja,
right,
south end of Cedros.
Making bait. Sure.
So bring your sabikis, bring your torpedo, your 4-ounce torpedoes, and bring your sabikis. Make sure you have enough of them.
Yeah.
The boat will have them, but you want to bring your own. Those owner ones are just top of the line. They make some really good sabikis nowadays.
It's wild.
And so you're going to be making bait.
Yeah.
That's it. You're going to be making mackerel. And so you're going to have mackerel outfits also.
Totally.
You know, that whole 865 XH. Right? Like,
yeah,
like a new 400.
But it's a part of the game.
Yeah. And I don't want to scare anybody. We got the Everingham Brothers Bait Company. There is going to be plenty of sardines. The sardine's not gone. It's not whatever. But,
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But this is just another arrow to have in the quiver.
Yeah.
And a good, you know, and we're in the, again, speaking of like tackle advance, we're in the best spot ever to fish with gear like that.
Yeah.
In the old days, you know, you needed a Newell 220 and a 196 8-foot rod.
We were fishing, 332s and 229s at Elijo's Rocks.
Yeah.
Getting spooled, you
and
know?
You're,
like,
you're changing,
but now you got Trinidads and Talicas.
You're changing drags during a trip with that gear.
Yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And now,
that was standard.
You know,
that was
now,
standard.
Yeah, you fish an 800 XLH and a Trinidad 14, and
yep,
you can, you know, you can land big fish,
but
with that gear that still fishes the anchovy grip.
People have a fear of just chovy,
right,
but
they just don't swim.
Well, but
you
here's what, put it to a sportboat captain's mindset: is there any better bait to have on the boat for bringing fish to the boat?
You can throw so much.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, it gets some lather.
There's like no limit. It's like you're scooping, and you're throwing, and you look down, and it's still got three-quarters of a tank.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But I don't care if you're fishing sand bass, calico bass, or if you're fishing tuna offshore, yellowtail on a kelp.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps them busy. Like, it brings them to the
boat. And throwing chovy in the kelp for calicos.
Oh, stop.
It just
stop.
Makes it, it
they
makes
just
it
go
come alive.
Just bonkers.
Yeah.
Just doing backflips back there.
Stop right there.
Like, we would hope we had chovy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and now we do. Like, oh, yeah, let's freaking, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
You got me all fired up.
No, there's nothing.
To throw, yeah. It's right. The best chum.
It is. Uh-huh. So don't be afraid of the whole chovy thing.
Like, oh, no. Hey. No, just adjust to it, and you'll be fine. You catch just as many fish.
If it's offshore fishing, Rick, is there anything better than a current snipe, cold snipe?
I mean, that's what's going Done. To make it so cool. Like, if you're, you know, it gives you the ability of pouring it on them, the mm-hmm. fish gets so frothed up, then you get to follow it up and fish your Gucci clear popper, and then the bite is twice as cool, or like you say, fire a cold sniper through it. I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's different. It's fun. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a jig strike, and you can just make it rain, and that fish gets right yeah. to the boat, yeah. and you can catch, you know, again, yeah, it's just, I'm with it. I'm with every part of it. But I also want to say the same thing. I think, Ed, you're going to jump on your long range trip, and there's going to be plenty of sardine for you to fish as you normally would.
Right. It's a little different for 8-day guys that are leaving right now.
Yeah.
You know.
But do they stop and make bait? I mean, it's back to the mm-hmm. good old days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. if that's what it comes to.
Yeah.
And Everingham, Rick, like you said, is so good. Everingham Brothers Bait Company. If there's sardine to be made,
exactly.
They're going to find it.
They're going to yeah. find it.
No doubt.
And yeah. if we're in a cycle of chovy, just suck it up and...
And, yeah. and not every boat gets the same bait, meaning if you see anchovy on the half-day trip, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the same bait for an 8-day trip.
Right.
You know, there's
oh,
different
yeah.
boats have oh, different yeah. requirements, different wants, and different needs, and the bait company is as accommodating as they can be. Sometimes they can't, and sometimes they can, and so, you know, they try to keep the best bait for whatever trip's on. So if bait's got to be able to... You know, some bait needs to be able to, you know, go through a 10-degree water change difference mm-hmm. because it's living in San Diego, but it's going 1,000 miles away from home, and other bait doesn't, you know. So, yeah, those guys are they're the best. We're just so lucky we got them, that's for sure.
I agree with you for sure.
Yeah, lots of fun. Well, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more info coming up. We got more catch reports. We've got Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. He is standing
yeah.
by. We're going to be checking in with the catch report. I know it's Corey's favorite report. And, again, if everything has been this good, I can't wait to see how the surf is done. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo, to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.